I'm Ashley Arts, and this is The Arts of Life. In this podcast, we will be discussing motivation, particularly self-motivation. What does it mean to be self-motivated? How to get motivated? And how to stay motivated? That is the most important thing. There are different types of motivation, whether it be self-motivation, where you motivate yourself, or third-party motivation, where someone else motivates you to complete that goal, that task at hand, whatever it is that you are wanting to do or achieve. Now, within saying that, being self-motivated is not an easy task. It takes determination and specific steps to stay motivated and to be able to stay self-motivated. You know, when there are different values, for example, let's say going to the gym, getting healthy, getting fit. Now, you can start in the beginning and you can be 100% self-motivated, be able to go to the gym, be able to eat healthy. And therefore, you start seeing rewards. You start seeing that you're losing that weight, you're getting the figure you want, you're getting toned, you're feeling better about yourself. And your body is feeling better due to obviously eating healthier and taking care of yourself. Now, the value of being self-motivated, because you are reaping rewards, tends to go up. So your motivation goes up. Then you obviously jump off the bandwagon and you start eating badly again. And you notice that you're putting on a bit of weight. That motivation tends to go down because now the value has come down. All of a sudden, you're not seeing as much as a drastic change as you did in the beginning. Therefore, what happens is your motivation starts to diminish because your value has gone down. You're not seeing any results. And your motivation gets lower and lower and lower. And therefore, your self-motivation becomes quite diminished. That's when you need that external third-party person to come forward and bring your motivation back up. And saying that, some people can't afford a life coach or a personal trainer as such. But it doesn't have to be that. It can be a third-party person. It can be such as a friend, a family member, a mentor, someone that you are reliant on and trust fully, that you can open up and say, listen, I'm having these issues. My motivation is really down. I'm getting down in the dumps. I'm feeling really bad about myself. Whatever the case may be, my goals seem unattainable. I can't get there. And that person will come and, you know, just open your eyes and show you that it is achievable. Whatever you set your heart on or your mind to, it is achievable. You just have to keep the motivation up. If your motivation is up, so you will perform that activity, like I said, like for example with the gym, motivation goes up, your value goes up, your rewards go up, and you will see results. But you have to constantly keep your motivation going. You got to keep doing it. You got to, you know, fight. It's an ongoing battle. Whether it be, don't have that piece of cake. You don't need it. Or, you know what, I deserve to have a piece of cake. It's not going to make a difference in my life. You can't live your life beating yourself up either way. So whether you, you know, I believe in a 80-20 balance. You know, 80% of the time, take care of your body. You know, eat healthy, go to the gym, train, or whether you like to cycle, whether you like to swim, do activities, live an active lifestyle. And 20% of the time, give your body what it wants. Have that cookie, have that piece of cake, and, you know, just do what you want. With, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be healthy eating and gym. It can be something such as studying. Now, that can be hard in itself. But like I said, if you, for example, fail that one midterm or that one test or whatever it may be, your motivation goes down because now the value's gone. You've put in all this extra effort. You've studied. You've worked hard. It's, you know, why am I not seeing the results? Why did I fail? What happened? And therefore, that's why your motivation goes down because your rewards have gone down. Your value goes down again. So now you're thinking, am I doing the right thing? Am I studying the right thing? Am I going to get there? Am I going to get my degree? And that's when you need that person to come into your life and say, you know what? It's just a hiccup. It's just a mistake. You can do it. And be there as your support to help your motivation go up again. You know, it's life is full of ups and downs, highs and lows. But your motivation can't be like that because that's when, you know, you'll stumble, you'll trip, you'll fall. And everything that you've worked towards will start to slowly diminish, to crumble, to, you know, take a back seat. Now, speaking for myself, my motivation is at times I'm self-motivated, at times I am not. And, you know, I go through waves. And being a mom of two, it's not easy. You know, it's, for me, it's difficult. There are women out there that I envy that have 5, 6, 7 kids and that it's a breeze for them. And they make it look so effortless. But for me, it's difficult. And that's the same with anything. For some people, it'll be easy. For some people, self-motivation just comes naturally. You know, they don't have to work at it. They don't have to have a life coach or help. And they just go and get whatever it is they need to do done. And it's done. And, you know, for others, we look from an outside perspective and look in and we're like, why can't I be like that? Why? And that's also, you know, comparing yourself to other people and wanting to be like them and just hoping and wishing, and that's not healthy. That is not healthy at all. And that doesn't help your motivation. You know, you're putting yourself down and that's also diminishing your motivation. You know, when you set goals for yourself, we'll talk about steps and how to basically stay motivated, what is motivation and how to achieve your goals and keep moving forward. Don't take those steps back. Motivation is obviously motivation. It's motivating yourself or another person. Maybe you are someone's life coach or personal trainer, and motivating them is what you need to do. But motivation is basically lifting someone up or lifting yourself up. And negative thoughts and negative energy and negative people are not ideal. They are not what you need in your life. That negative person that is always, oh, I wish this, I wish that, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, that energy just doesn't help you. And when you're in a rut and you surround yourself with people that are negative, it doesn't help you. It pushes you further down into that rut. And getting out of a rut can be incredibly difficult in life. When you hit a brick wall, when you don't know where you're going in life, what are you doing? You know, where am I going to be in the future? You don't see a future. You don't see any substance or anything of value in your life. It can be daunting. And that's when you need to push harder. That's when you need to fight back. That's when you need to stand up and get alongside people that motivate you, that lift you up, that help you. Or if you are strong enough to do it yourself, you get up, you fight back. You say, you know what? I'm not going to get kicked to the curb. I'm not going to be pushed down. I want that job and I'm capable of doing that. I want that life. I'm capable of living that life. I want to travel around the world. Whatever the case may be, I want to have that body. I want to be able to eat healthy and be comfortable in my own skin and happy. Motivation is the key to every door in life. And of course, we all get down in the dumps. We all get depressed. It's not to say that, social media just paints this beautiful picture. And we see that. We see that picture and we think, oh, what an amazing life. But the reality is completely different. We all have ups and downs, highs and lows. And we all need to fight in our lives and have it. There will be struggles. But opening our eyes and not having blinkers on and seeing that we all struggle and that, you know better than that person. That person's no better than you. That's what helps you. That will help, get through things, move forward, and help with motivation, self-motivation, obviously. But, when you can relate to someone, for example, a friend, a loved one, a mentor, and they can get on your level and say, listen, you're not alone. Everyone's going through this. A lot of people are going through this. Just, you can do it. Because telling yourself you can't do something, your brain is a powerful, powerful thing. Your brain is, it's absolutely incredible. Telling yourself something, your brain automatically knows, okay, I'm hesitant about this, or I don't think I can do this, and you won't be able to. 100% you won't be able to do it. Whereas if you trick your body into saying, you know what, I can do this, I can write this midterm, this test, I can quit my job and live my dream life, I can, be successful, I can, go to the gym, lift heavier weights, or, I can run that marathon. I can and I will. That is where the difference is. Having motivation doesn't just stop with being motivated. You have to have goals. You have to set goals. Okay, I want to do this in life. I want to do that. And that's great to have goals. But how do you reach those goals? Are they unrealistic goals? Are they unsustainable? Are you never going to get there because they just way too far out of reach? So start small. Write down your long-term goals, what you see in the future, and then your short-term goals, what you are looking at now and how to reach your long-term goals. Having a plan, you don't just get on a plane and travel all around the world. You have to buy your ticket, you have to save some money, some places you have to get a visa, you have to have a passport, you have to have all these things, this checklist of items. And that's the same as getting anywhere in life. It doesn't just happen, it doesn't just fall in your lap. You work hard, you take steps, you make plans, and you achieve that. And so you move forward. You've reached that goal, but you want more. What's the next goal? How do I get there? And so on and so forth. And that's the great thing about motivation and about life and steps and goals is once you reach that goal, your motivation goes up. Because why? Your value goes up because your reward has been reached. You've reached that reward. Now, your motivation is even higher. I can do it. I did it. I got that. Whatever it may be. I achieved that in my life. And so, your value goes up. When I was young, I was taught different, obviously, things to what kids nowadays are taught. you know, and some people may look at it and think, oh gosh, that's pretty harsh. But, you know, I'm not special. I was taught I was loved and that I was a strong girl. At the time, obviously, I wasn't a woman. But if I worked hard, I would achieve anything I wanted to. If I worked hard and studied, and I could be anything. You know, nowadays it's, oh, you're so special and you can do anything you want in life. That's not the case. Unfortunately, you have to work hard. For some people, yes, life falls into their lap and they, you know, achieve things. But for, I would say, 80 to 90% of people, they work hard. They work at it, and it's constant work. But they've reached their dreams. The reward is there. And so the motivation is there to keep going, to keep working hard, to keep achieving the dreams. Because, like I said, your motivation is there only if your value is up, if your rewards, if you're getting rewards, you reap what you sow. Now, I'm sure that I've repeated myself, I don't know how many times, regarding motivation. But I just want this to paint a clear picture in your head of what motivation is and how to work at it and how to have it and how to achieve what you want to achieve in your life, whether it be alone and if you're strong enough to do so, or whether it be with a person by your side or a team by your side. You know, sometimes you need that cheerleading squad to, you know, push you forward into your dreams. So I want to thank you for listening. And keep following your dreams and keep motivated.